From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media that after 6 years, the town of Windham's $6.7 million water improvement project is in its final stages. The project included the new water lines and a new backwash system and a backup generator completed in summer 2020. Town Supervisor Thomas Hoyt said the improvements were motivated in part by Tropical Storm Irene in 2011. Hoyt said, adding that pipes were broken and the well was damaged, and I quote, "The town and villages were dry because of the flood," end quote. He added, and I quote, "Windham Mountain had 4,000 gallons that could have been used, but there was no mechanism to get them to the town," end quote. Hoyt said the upgrades allowed the Windham water system to be connected with Windham Mountain and Hensonville. New 10-inch lines were installed from the intersection of South Street and Route 12 and Route 296 to Hensonville, from Hensonville toward Maplecrest and to the West Winds Water Treatment Plant. Delaware Engineering of Albany oversaw the project along with several contractors, including CED Electric of Cairo, Evergreen Mountain Construction in West Hill, Hubble Incorporated of Margaretville, and Schoenecker Construction of Schoharie. The project will be funded by a little more than $5 million from the Environmental Facilities Corporation as a 38-year interest-free loan and $1.7 million as a Water Infrastructure Improvement Act grant. And you can read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Andrea Mako is reporting for Porcupine Soup. A fire destroyed a home in rural Medusa early April 16th, leaving a family, including children with special needs, homeless. Albany County Sheriff Craig Apple is calling the tragedy, and I quote, "a sad display of what happens when seconds count and you can't get a cellular connection. This mom, who cares for her disabled child, needed to throw clothes on and run to the end of the street to get a 911 call out," end quote. Volunteers from Medusa, Rensselaerville, Tri-Village, and Oak Hill Durham Fire Departments responded to the scene, but the house was a total loss. No injuries were reported, and the family made it out safely. The family is currently being housed in a hotel by the American Red Cross. The cause of the blaze is currently unknown. Apple said the Albany County Sheriff's Office has been working with cell phone companies to expand coverage throughout the county, and that these, and I quote, "major carriers should be made to do better," end quote. He said, and I quote, "it usually comes down to the density of the population. We have a tower not far from this fire and have been trying to get major carriers on it," end quote. Beginning April 19th, donations of clothing and toys are being collected for the family at the main office at Scott M. Ellis Elementary School in Greenville. And you can get more details at porcupinesoup.com. Diane Valden reports in the Columbia paper that Copeg town officials have a plan for reopening places, programs, and events across the town. Copeg's town hall reopened to the public April 12th. Copeg's cleanup day is now May 15th from 8 a.m. to noon at the town highway garage. This year, residents who want to get rid of junk and garbage must wear masks and keep their distance from each other. Cars will be limited at the garage, and residents will have to unload their own vehicles and stay inside of them until it's their turn. The 2021 Copeg Park Summer Program will be back this summer with only 65 campers ages 5 to 12, with everyone wearing masks and rules put in place to keep everyone physically separated. There are also plans to restart the summer concert series and food truck festival in Copeg Park from June 26th until August 28th, again with masks and limited capacity and other pandemic-related rules. The Taconic Hills Little League is also restarting with masks, only three players in the dugout at a time, and rotating disinfected balls. The plan for Copeg Falls Day in August have not been drawn up yet. And you can read more about this story in the Columbia paper. Rick Carlin is reporting for the Times Union. Contrary to scattered media reports and some web-based maps and reports, billions of cicadas will not be emerging in the capital region later this spring. Despite the hype surrounding the mass appearance of Brood X cicadas, they will not be crawling out of the ground around here or anywhere else in New York because they do not live here. Brood X is a variety of the thumb-sized insect that live and grow underground, emerging once every 17 years to breed and lay eggs before dying after a few weeks. While hard to spot and harmless, their sound is pervasive when and where they emerge. The Brood X is supposed to be unusually loud, creating a rattling sound that can measure as high as 100 decibels, a sound level roughly equivalent to a passing subway train. But the Capital Region will miss out, says Jody Grandolph Kaufman, an entomologist with Cornell University's Integrated Pest Management Program. In reality, Brood X, or the Great Eastern Brood, are expected to emerge in Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana, and West Virginia. They are identifiable by their red eyes. Gandalf Kaufman said the various broods emerge at 11, 13, or 17-year cycles. The periodic appearance is believed to be an evolutionary adaptation. By spending just a few weeks above ground, they limit their exposure to predators such as birds and squirrels. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.